Former Senate Democratic leader John Sampson turned himself into federal authorities yesterday after being accused in a 9-count indictment of embezzling nearly $500,000 from mortgage foreclosure accounts and trying to cover it up. More from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
According to the federal complaint, Senator Sampson is accused of embezzling $440,000 in funds that he was entrusted to care for as a court-appointed referee on 4 foreclosed Brooklyn properties. Sampson allegedly used part of the money to try to pay back debts incurred in a failed bid to be the Brooklyn District Attorney in 2005. U.S. Attorney for New York's Eastern District, Loretta Lynch, says for Senator Sampson, it was all about him.
If there's money out there and he feels that there's a need for it, he will rationalize it and justify it. And the fact that he was, in fact, trying to become the top state prosecutor in this borough, I think, shows the extreme arrogance and hubris that is involved in this case.
$188,000 of the money was stolen, Lynch alleges, as part of a phony loan that Sampson arranged with a real estate developer. That developer was later arrested for other crimes. Senator Sampson, the complaint says, then tried to tamper with the investigation by obtaining and hiding an incriminating document that detailed the fake loan. He later lied to the FBI, telling them he had never seen the document. At one point, Sampson even tried to convince an employee of the U.S. Attorney's Office to obtain a list of the potential witnesses against him, saying in a taped conversation that he could arrange to take them out. Sue Lerner with Common Cause says the charges against Sampson are yet another sad set of events in Albany.
This one is just staggering in terms of its convolutedness, its upsetting details, lack of any clear sense of what is appropriate or what is not appropriate. And what more do we need to pass some real reform in Albany?
Several lawmakers, along with Governor Cuomo, are pushing anti-corruption bills. Sampson is the latest Albany lawmaker to now be removed from his committee assignments and thrown out of the Senate Democratic Conference, says Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins.
We have stripped him of his ranking positions. We've stripped him of his any committee assignments that he's had. He has no role in the conference.
Senator Stewart-Cousins stopped short of asking for Sampson's resignation, but says she doesn't know how it's possible now for him to effectively serve his constituents. State Senator Malcolm Smith was asked to leave the Senate's Independent Democratic Conference last month after he was charged in a scheme to bribe his way onto the Republican New York City mayoral ticket. Senator James Sanders is a Democrat from Queens. He replaced Senator Shirley Huntley, who lost her re-election bid after being convicted of stealing $87,000 by funneling it through a not-for-profit that she ran. Huntley, who was revealed to be one of at least two lawmakers who've been wearing a wire recently as part of corruption probes, is to be sentenced on Thursday. Senator Sanders emerged from a private conference of Senate Democrats where he says many were disappointed and angry.
Sure, there's a certain amount of irritation, of frustration, and a desire that we're doing such good work and that's not being picked up and it's being overshadowed by other things.
Senate Republicans who co-lead the Senate with the Independent Democrats took a shot at the rest of the Democrats. The Senate Democrats have complained that they should be the ones running the Senate since numerically they have more members than the GOP. A spokesman for Republican leader Dean Skello says in a statement that while Democrats say they have cleaned up their conference, the arrest of Senator Sampson shows they may still have some work to do. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.